Fit for Europe, the Fit for Them podcast. So welcome to our new episode of the Fit for Them podcast, Fit for Europe. With us today is Stefan Müller-Stach, Vice President for Research and Early Career Academics at Johannes Gutenberg University Mainz, who is the coordinator of Fit for Them and also Vice Chair of the For Them Mission Board for Research, Innovation and Transfer. I also welcome Nicole Birkle, Managing Coordinator of Fit for Them and For Them General Secretary, also at Johannes Gutenberg University Mainz. My name is Julia Duray. I'm European Liaison Officer here at the University of Mainz and Head of Research Services, and I will be your host for today. So, what is the For Them Alliance? For Them is one of the first European university networks to be funded by the European Union in its Erasmus Plus funding scheme. The alliance now comprises 9 partner universities. While For Them initially had a strong focus on student affairs and mobility and digital transformation, the research dimension of the alliance has become more and more important. In fact, almost 3 years now, there has been a full project dedicated just to research aspects. This project, Fit for Them, Fostering Institutional Transformation of Research and Innovation Policies in European Universities, is funded with the European Horizon 2020 programme. The Alliance has been working in this project to pave the way for more intense institutional cooperation in research and innovation. Fit for Them was designed to launch institutional transformation at all partner universities, for instance, in the field of open science, of co-creation, it also for professionalization in research management and human resource development. The partners have identified common research strongholds and established digital platforms for cooperation. So today we would like to talk with 2 key people from the Fit for Them project for the University of Mainz. Our topics will be how much impact can a 3-year project like Fit for Them actually generate? And what does it mean to the institutions and to the people involved? So again, it is my pleasure to welcome our guests, Vice President Stefan Müller-Stach and Nicole Birkle, Managing Coordinator of Fit for Them. In your roles as coordinator and managing coordinator, you have worked with great focus on and dedication on this project. And over the past 3 years, in collaboration with the For Them partner universities, you have succeeded in establishing a dedicated research mission in For Them, which will further develop the research dimension of the alliance. So let us talk a bit about the Fit for Them project and its impact. My first question is, in this project, you had to oversee the work of 7 For Them universities, with 2 more universities joining midway. What was it like to face so many different institutional research and innovation arrangements and organizational cultures?
Yeah, let me start maybe by saying first that, first of all, it was a great pleasure to see to meet all these people and to see the enthusiasm and the experience work out the things together and see the experiences of others in this group of 9 universities. So it's really also a fun project for me because we met a lot of people and we worked together on different levels, and the hierarchies, in some sense, were not so strict in this project. So I found this very, very tantalizing in some sense, because this was a new approach somehow to many things in the university. And also, I think a great asset in the whole project was that we shared and collected a lot of best practice examples together, even printed this in one book. And in this way, we had a lot of insights, and I personally also had a lot of insight into the practices of all the other universities. So there were a lot of good role models, which, for example, did not exist or still do not exist at my university, but we could look at them and look at the examples at other places and test them out. And somehow I see Fit for Them project also as a testing ground for different things that we want to launch in our university, but we tested first in Fit for Them and look how the others do it. And then from all the best practice, somehow we choose the best selection and then start to launch it at our universities. We also saw a lot of obstacles, and in some sense, it's also satisfying to see that the others also have obstacles. In some sense, all the universities, of course, fight with some obstacles, but I think it was good to see how the others do it and then how the others get solutions and find solutions and do it together. So let me come back to the first sentence. I think the greatest experience in all this was nevertheless that our group worked so well, and we met a lot of interesting people and got a lot of insights together in a nice, perfect atmosphere where we are not in competition with each other, but we are kind of a group of friends.
Okay, so you spoke about the insights. What new information did the Fit for Them project uncover about the partner universities? And did you really discover anything that was not known before, or did you generate new information that wasn't available before?
Certainly this was the case. So, for example, I'm a vice president for research, for me it was very important to see what are the strongholds in research and also research management in all universities. And of course, there were many things which I did not know before, strongholds of other universities. And through the years, I collected a lot of experiences in this respect. And we're also in touch with people. And now as we are progressing, we try to find even more projects that we can do together and go into the future. And there were also some other aspects. What is important in universities, of course, always the policies, the strategies that we have, and the agendas. Of course, they are a little bit different in all these nine universities. But there we learned a lot and shared experiences as well on such management issues and governance issues. And we collected a lot of data also. I compiled a list here of some examples. For example, the working conditions and working contracts in each university is a little bit different. So we shared these experiences, and our staff exchange, of course, also then enforces somehow that we get to know all the exact conditions at the other places. There were economic issues. Human resources is, I think, a great important topic for our alliance, and the developments there and the differences in the universities is something that we think we collected. And also the different levels, we try to to make them smoother in some sense. And so we exchange best practices here a lot. And there are other barriers to cooperation or different funding strategies. Although we are all in Europe, the funding strategies at the national level are different. And there we exchanged a lot of material and data. This was very interesting to see. And also, I think this helped all of our partners also to get to know each other and see best practices and see also new opportunities for example, management of research. And so there was a lot of adaptation going on in the nine partner universities in bilateral way in some sense. And I think this was very valuable for all our institutions.
Okay, so coming back to the management aspect and governance issues, the FIT in Fit for Them stands for Fostering Institutional Transformation. Sounds really ambitious. So in which key areas did the partner universities need to transform? Did you identify what needs to be done to achieve better integration in the alliance?
Well, there's, of course, no one-fits-all answer. So we all started from diverse starting points at the different universities. And so it's the areas of transformation differ from institution to institution. Of course, the European Commission predefined some transformation modules we were supposed to work on, but it ended out that we really needed to pick up the partners where they really are and not just go for common approaches, common strategies from the very beginning. For example, some universities definitely focused on human resources development. They started to work on, for example, their human resources strategy for researchers and other staff development issues. And some universities from the very beginning were very much focused on, let's say, sharing resources, sharing infrastructural resources, but also sharing expert knowledge. And what we learned, for example, and what we didn't have on the agenda when we started, that still language issues are really a big problem for some partner universities, and especially the administrative staff who joined Fit for Them a lot and who worked on it a lot. They had, to some extent, those language barriers, and they did not feel familiar. But on the positive side, what we have to say is that topics like open science and entrepreneurship and all those topics we had to work on are much higher on the agenda now for most of the universities. So that really gave us the chance to exchange on that and to work on that together. So that was definitely a positive aspect. And I think what's the major impact of Fit for Them and also the For Them activities, that we now have a good idea about the potential transformation. So we first had to figure out who is starting where and who's doing what in which way. And when you're going back to your own institution, you can't simply say, oh, Unipar has a good model for that and we simply implement it. So we have to evaluate what fits best to our institution. And when transformation is launched, it always needs to be evidence-based. So this was also very crucial. And what we have to say is that a 3 years project is not long enough to really show the full impact of what we have worked on. So we have a lot of strategies, policies, action plans in place now, but now we have to evaluate which university will implement what exactly.
Okay, and you also mentioned that you were starting or have plans for sharing resources and infrastructures. That must be very difficult for 9 universities who are distributed all across Europe. But it was one of Fit for Them's ambitious objectives. Were you successful?
Well, first of all, I need to say that all universities are really willing to share. Mm-hmm. And there were no obstacles, let's say, to provide information on existing infrastructures and also on policies, how you can make them available for partner universities. The barriers to sharing, especially infrastructural resources, mainly came from national regulations. So this is what we learned. And also from rules provided by the funding agency. So if you buy a big infrastructure from third-party funding, you cannot easily use it for whatever you want to use it. You need to use it for a project or for a specific area. So this was definitely mainly the obstacles to sharing infrastructures. So was it an easy task? No. Was it successful? I would say partly, especially on the conceptual part. And now we have to check how implementation can work. What we have in place is a long list of infrastructures available at the different universities, and for most of them, also the possibilities for giving access to external partners, and we are still, to some extent, external partners. But we have to decide a little bit case by case how making them available can be done in this partnership. And for example, sometimes it's not so much about rules, but about additional costs that will be there. You need stuff for training, you need stuff for providing the access, for it's not simply going there and doing something. So these are the things we have to figure out, especially when it comes to fancy infrastructures. What we have here in Mainz, the reactor or the high performance computing cluster. So this needs to be decided case by case then.
Yeah, and sounds like something that cannot be achieved in 3 years. But in retrospect, looking back at the past 3 years, what transformations were actually triggered by this project for the University of Mainz or maybe for the other partners, for other universities?
Yeah, I think there are quite a few to mention. First of all, of course, the whole project for them and also Fit for Them is a big internationalization project. So the main issue, of course, of the whole thing is to foster internationalization. And I think this, of course, was successful at many points. I mean, for example, we had the staff exchange. We also, the people, the students, the mobility of the students is very important for the project. The relationships between the researchers and so on. So a lot of travel was going on. And so the internationalization was certainly supported. I mean, we all have international offices, but this is not only in the international offices. It's much broader. And so internationalization, I think, got a big boost in this way. There's also, I think, the closer cooperation between the different international units, the institutional units was closer. And therefore, I think this is also one transformation that the administration, I think, changed considerable way. It's working standards or its habits of working, because somehow that just the possibility that you can call somebody maybe at some other country and ask over the phone small question and get some hints how to proceed. I think that's very valuable and changes the style in the administration. I think that's very important. And then, of course, there were many things on a best practice level. I think all of our 9 universities, they have their individual strengths and also weaknesses. And, you know, some partners are better in digitalization. Some other partners are better in organizing their teaching, also a more progressive way of doing things in research management, etc. So they are all, I think, each of the 9, once we could name some strengths and weaknesses and do a SWOT analysis. And I think the biggest transformation was that you can, as I said also in the other question, that we can see what the others were doing or are doing and try to pick the best practices. And I think all of our 9 partners did that. And in this way, I think could profit a lot from the project. In my university, I think what some of the topics we liked very much, and I think they profit a lot from Fit for Them, was topics like open science, entrepreneurship, and other things, because we are doing these already. We did this already before, but the project Fit for Them gave us a chance to do even more in this direction, and somehow have more manpower on these projects, but also do it more intensively and test things out and then implement it at our university. So I think we could use it a lot as for our somehow standards and our original wishes that we always wanted to do. And so this is a perfect match in some sense for our university strategy.
So maybe you could both just let our audience know what you would consider the highlight or the added value that this project has brought to your organization.
Yeah, I would just name 2 things. One thing is that I think that the project Fit for Them was for me mainly, this is one very important thing that I always mentioned in different occasions, that it's a testing ground. So we all have our universities which have to function, which have proper structures. But Fit for Them is somehow an add-on project where it can be used as a testing ground for new directions. I just mentioned open science and other things that we want to do and want to be stronger, want to have stronger structures at our universities. But Fit for Them is the ideal somehow setup where we can test that and prepare the ground somehow for implementing it in our universities for the success. And the second thing is, of course, for me as Vice President of Research, the new network possibilities that we have inside the For Them network and also inside Europe, of course. But our network is embedded inside Europe, and then we can just use the networks and, of course, find new research groups who work together strongly. And I think this is a big opportunity, which is also very valuable. Besides other things, these 2 things are very important for me.
And Nicole, for you?
Well, I would like to come back to the point of internationalization, because I think it's not only about internationalization, as Stefan said, of student issues or internationalization of research. I think a main issue for us was, and we had a work package dedicated to that, was also the internationalization of the administration. So, and this will continue. As I said before, at the beginning, there were language issues and people did not feel so familiar with exchanging on a professional way in English and exchanging with international partners. But step by step, more and more administrative units participated in our activities. And I think by participating ourselves in a project like that, in an international project, makes it easier for administrative staff to understand what are the issues when international researchers come to our universities, when students come to our universities, what are the barriers for them. Again, language barriers. Many things we have at JJU and at the other universities is provided only in the national language. So, and if you have experienced this yourself, that helps a lot, I think, to understand the needs of the people that are incoming. And so I think this is a major issue. And this will launch a cultural change, not directly now, not tomorrow, but on the long term. So I think this is an added value.
Okay. So talking about administration and management, running a complex project like Fit for Them also involves risks and challenges. So what specific challenges did you have to address as managing coordinator and as coordinator?
Maybe I can start from the managing part. So I think the major issue for me was not to lose track of the big picture, of the real overarching goals, as we worked on so many different deliverables and milestones. We were very, very ambitious when setting up the project application. This is what we learned. Now we had to turn in more than 40 deliverables and I don't know how many milestones. So, and to always keep in mind, what's the major aim of this project? What's the goals? That was really demanding, and especially also to keep the people working. I feel that we had in our projects always times where people were very, very tired of turning in the next deliverable, working on the next topic, because we are all not experts for everything. So we have to really get familiar with a lot of different topics. So and onboarding of new staff. If a project is so complex, dealing with open science, staff development, entrepreneurship, and then having one person hired for everything, that's, the onboarding was really, really an issue. And what I think what also was a risk, a challenge, and also a benefit was the close cooperation with the European Commission. The European Commission invites us on a regular basis for exchange, and we can bring our experiences from the projects, may it be for them or fit for them, on the table. And this is really great. So this close interaction with the European Commission was a benefit for all of us. But on the same page, it was a lot of extra work we had to do, because they invited us regularly, from time to time on a monthly basis. And very often they brought a new topic on the agenda and they were discussing this with us and we could share our insights. That's great. But you know, at the same time, this will be a topic maybe for the next funding application. So you cannot say, okay, I'm not interested in that. We are not working on that, because you have to keep track of all the new developments and all the new things on the agenda on European level. That's a benefit, but that's also a challenge. So and to guarantee the information flow from European Commission to the consortium and back to the European Commission, that was, at least for me, a bit challenging.
And as coordinator, anything to add?
Yeah, I want to mention maybe two issues from the point of view of the coordinator of our governance, from a kind of a governance point of view. The first point is somehow that, the universities have a lot of dimensions of what they are doing, teaching, research, management, innovation, societal questions, and so on. And so we have different set of, a quite big set of sort of tasks that we have to secure in some sense. And of course, the project, if you start thinking about the project, after some time, it tries to incorporate everything, mm-hmm. And so there's a challenge, there's a certain gap between teaching and research. There's a certain competition also, want to prefer this, you want to prefer that. Is teaching mobility, is this the most important subject in the alliance or not? And of course, Fit for Them try to foster more the research aspects and the research management aspect. But nevertheless, when we thought about all designing the project, of course, everything came together again. And so we had a lot of working package. I think this was a big challenge, because sometimes it's too much. We're trying to do too many things. This is a challenge, and also come up, find the right priorities in some sense. And the second thing is, since I feel responsible to get everything, everybody, and everything somehow into this project, the people, to get all the people on board is kind of challenging as well, because there are many people in the universities who have, their way of doing things in universities, how the way of performing their research, and they are, of course, on a good track. They are very successful. And so it's really challenging to get them becoming participants somehow, or supporting researchers in the For Them or Fit for Them project. And we're still on the way to do that and make suggestions to the mission board in For Them, how to progress there. I think this will be a project that we will have for many years now, and will be successful at the end. But this is still something which is a challenge, I would say, and where we have to work on.
Okay, thank you. And so the Fit for Them project is now ending, and so the research dimension is not ending, because you managed to integrate this research dimension into the main For Them alliance. Can you perhaps say a bit about how you managed to achieve that?
Well, that was not very easy at the very beginning when we started with Fit for Them, due to the different lifetimes of the projects. due to different topics, due to different approaches also to managing such a project. And I'm not speaking about quality, it's just a different approach if you're running an Erasmus Plus project or if you're running a research project. So this is something different. So it was not very easy at the very beginning to really integrate the new Fit for Them project into the Alliance activities. But step by step, we grew together, I would say. We worked very closely together. And what we said before, that now staff units at university work closely together, we suddenly realized we will never succeed in the one or the other project if we are not working together, because the overarching goals are true for both projects. So step by step, by working closely together, we really integrated it. And of course, we always have to in mind that getting the researchers or getting the academics on board, you cannot focus on just education or just research. So they are doing both at our university. So you have to address both dimensions. And so when applying for the second funding period for them, and as it was not clear if the research dimension would be funded from Horizon Europe again, or if there would be calls explicitly for the alliances as it was before with the SWAFS projects. So we decided together in the consortium to integrate a research, innovation and transfer mission in the Erasmus Plus funded project. And we decided to go for two main activities. We will continue a joint research services and policy office that we started in Fit for Them and that will be continued in For Them. And this office is, for example, responsible for taking care that all our Fit for Them results will be kept on file and will be really be available to be implemented and to be checked again, and not just a paper having in your pocket and having delivered to the European Commission. So because we feared, and this is what many other alliances said, they have now so many things in place and they did not integrate it in the main project. And now they have all those nice ideas and they can't continue. And I hope we will somehow manage it to at least continue some of the activities. And the other big part we integrated in the research mission is definitely the For Them Academy for Early Stage Researchers that we newly implemented, because we realized that both in For Them and in Fit for Them, we did not address the group of the early stage researchers properly. And this could be our main target group, because this is the border between education and research-related issues. And so, yes, and we're doing a lot of activities for them. We will be launching an open science journal. We will be having a mentoring program, cross-institutional and cross-level mentoring program. We are doing a lot of training, for example, to apply for European funding, the Marie Skłodowska-Curie postdoctoral fellowship. We have a masterclass established and many more activities. So this is how we integrated what we have done in Fit for Them in the new research mission.
Okay. And now 3 years of intensive cooperation will come to an end soon. What do you think, what special topics or events or changes to your institution will actually last over time? And what will you remember? And what are the elements that will really remain with the For Them Alliance in the long term?
Yeah, for me, it's first of all, it's a strong network that we can build on. So we are really became a group of friends and very closely interacting friends with a lot of trust. Actually, this network has a lot of common trust in itself, because I think the reason for that is that we're not directly in competition. So we kind of have a third party project together, but we are not competing. So we are really a group of partners that can work together without direct competition. So it's of course this makes the level of trust even higher, and also the openness of the interaction. So I think this is an asset that is very important for me, which will also last forever to some extent, and we can build upon that in the future. Of course, the other thing is very important, which I will remember, is the best practice, the strategies, recommendations, and all the material, also platforms. We have platforms doing certain special things and tools that we developed and collected and made public and published. This is very important. And I could also mention things from every university. Of course, every of our partners has done a lot of things, but let me just mention one example maybe for every university, which I find very remarkable. For example, right now, Opole is working on the human resources strategy, so kind of an application for the Human Resources Strategy for Researchers program of the European Union. And this was something successful in the alliance, because this was exported also from my universities, but there are a few universities that already have this strategy implemented. And so we could use it. And because we don't have a competition amongst us, we can just share the proposals in some sense. And so Opole was profiting from that and is on a good way in this respect. And Palermo, for example, has taken a special interest in the area of science management, among other things. Dijon will focus more on EU projects and lobbying for specific research topics. At my universities, as I said before, we're currently doing a lot in the area of open science, and there we profited a lot from the Fit for Them project. We certainly also learned a lot about our relationships with the business community and external partners from UVESCOLE and also Valencia. There were several meetings where this was a big asset that these two universities are much stronger involved in such things and have a lot of more experiences, so we can learn a lot from both of them. And Riga is very strong in digitalization, for example. And this also helped the alliance, of course, a lot, because we could launch a lot of projects together. Also, our new partners in Sibiu and ACTA, I should mention, they came into the project a little bit later, but they already were on board and did a lot of things on the agenda and helped us very much. And also, these two universities have a very special character and have very special strengths. And so we could use this and put this also in the project, and we're in a successful way in this respect as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned at the beginning the friendships that are developed. I would like to come to a more personal level now as well. Just as a final question, what did the Fit for Them project mean for you personally? And, or to put it a bit differently, in what way has your role at the University of Mainz actually changed as a result of the Fit for Them project? Maybe Nicole can start with that.
Well, when I would be 20 years younger, I would say it was to some extent a boost in my career. I have my own little team now. I can work more independently. I have a certain responsibility within the alliance. So that was a lot of change for me as well. But as I'm not 20 years younger anymore, so I would say it was a big chance for me to work in this international environment, to learn about the different perspectives of the different national perspectives on the project and on certain topics, of course. And if you are working so closely together with so many different groups within the universities, students, staff, researchers, all the administrative units, the highest level of management, you learn to take their perspective and to learn about their perspective and to understand exactly why they decide in specific topics as they do. So this was also a very big benefit for me. And only then you can really understand about the purpose, the added value and the impact of what you are exactly doing. So this is the more professional part. And yes, I fully agree that a lot of new friendships were developed during the last couple of years with the Fit for Them people, with the For Them community, which is now one community, I would say. And in For Them, we are always talking about the For Them family. And to some extent, we really have to say, with many of the For Them partners, we spent more time over the last 4 years than with our family and friends. So just seeing them on little square tiles on the computer, but still, we spend a lot of time together. And that really helped to establish lasting friendships. And this is, from the personal side, very, very nice.
And Stefan?
Yeah, my opinion is not so different from Nicole's. Actually, the same experience. We just got a lot of new friends in For Them and Fit for Them. And for me, it's this is very valuable thing to have, because all my career is built on, of course, on networks, and I like international connections. And I'm always a big fan of getting to know new people and get interaction with them, and also different people, different levels. I also don't like hierarchies too much. So I'm somewhere at some point in the hierarchy, but I think in fit for them and for them, the hierarchies play not the same role as usually in university. So I think that's a very good thing. And for me, it also was a pleasure to see how I mean, I was a coordinator, and so I was not involved on a daily basis. Nicole was somewhat more involved on a daily basis. But at the points where I interacted with the community, it was for me it was a very good feeling to that it was appreciated what we did. I mean, also from the point of Mainz, you know, that we the kind of work we put into the project, and if it was only to host some kind of committee meeting or something like that, you know, or to have a meeting hosted in Mainz, for example, people appreciated this a lot, and you could see, and we also got the feedback, of course, that people liked what we tried to do. I mean, I don't want to praise what we did, but I mean, I think it was kind of a work for the community, which for me at least it was really a perfect match. So people gave things back, and I think it was at least that's what I hope, that it was a mutual taking and giving of things, and with a lot of friendship behind that, and I appreciate this a lot. And in this sense, besides all the actual work that we did, or this layer of social interaction between these nine partners, I think is for me it's the highest thing to have, and I'm very proud that we managed this and to do it successfully.
Okay. Well, thank you, Stefan and Nicole, for sharing your insights and experience as coordinator and managing coordinator of Fit for Them. That was really invaluable to learn about your thoughts on this. Thanks also for providing an in-depth view of the Fit for Them project and the transformations that it has triggered within the For Them Alliance. And the dedication and collaboration that was displayed in this project could serve as a best practice altogether, and the potential for change and integration within the European higher education landscape. In that sense, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.